KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
Listen to these comments from satisfied Detter customers.
Well, in sports, the 60th Annual Tournament of Champions is set to tee off this morning at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. We'll have tournament coverage all weekend long here on KJAN. Club champions and runners-up in championship, match play, senior, and super senior divisions from clubs around the state are invited to participate in the annual event. Past champions of the TFC receive a lifetime invitation, and top 25 finishers from last year's event are also invited back. The tournament is a 54-hole, three-day tourney. Play begins with the first tee times at 8:30 this morning, then play continues Saturday with the same schedule. Sunday players will start from both holes 1 and 10 to allow an afternoon finish. In the championship division, Andrew Martin will be back to defend his title. Martin won the 2017 TFC crown with a 1-over-par 208 total. He shot rounds of 71, 69, and 68 during the 3 days on the par 69 course. The senior division is meant to be for players aged 50 to 64, but players 50 and over are allowed to choose which division they play in. Del Miller is the back-to-back defending champion in the senior division. He won the 2017 title by winning a sudden-death playoff with Rick Thompson. Miller and Thompson finished regulation at 10-over-par 217, and both players are back in this year's senior division field. The super senior division title has been held by Arnie Leistad for the past 2 years. Arnie overcame a final-round 4-stroke deficit to win the title in 2017. He shot a 19-over-par 226 to outduel Jim Radomski by 2 shots. Both players are back in the Super Senior Division this year. We'll have live continuous coverage of the Tournament of Champions this weekend on KJAN with reports throughout the day Friday and Saturday and full coverage of the final round finish on Sunday beginning around noon. The Atlantic Golf and Country Club welcomes the public to come out and enjoy watching the players on the course throughout the weekend with lunch and beverages available for purchase on the grounds. We'll have our first report just after the first golfers tee off this morning shortly after 8:30. Well, Gary Woodland started slowly before taking the first-round lead at the PGA Championship in St. Louis. He fired a 6-under 64 that gives him a 1-stroke lead over Ricky Fowler. Woodland was 1-over before making birdie at the par 5 eighth. He also birdied the next hole and added 5 more on the back 9 to pass Fowler, who emerged as the early leader. Brandon Stone and Zach Johnson are 2 shots back and 1 ahead of world number 1 Dustin Johnson, who was tied atop the leaderboard before faltering late in his round. Tiger Woods is 6 off the pace after an even par 70. Meanwhile, Golf Week is reporting the PGA of America is trying to regain control of the computer servers that have kept officials from accessing files for the PGA Championship. The magazine says on its website that PGA staff members discovered their systems had been compromised when attempts to access files generated a message that the network had been penetrated and that any attempt to break the encryption could cause the files to be lost. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers wasted a great opportunity to inch closer to the first place in the National League Central. The Brewers were up 4-2 yesterday until Corey Knebel, Joakim Soria, and Jacob Barnes combined to allow 6 runs in the 9th inning of an 8-4 loss to the Padres. The outcome drops the Brewers 2 games behind the division-leading Chicago Cubs. A Dodgers 8-5 win in Colorado puts L.A. in a first-place tie with Arizona in the National League West, 3.5 up on the Rockies. The Phillies' lead in the National League East is 1 game over Atlanta, following the Braves' 6-3 loss at Washington. Gio Gonzalez allowed a run and 6 hits over 7 innings for his first win since May 28th, helping the Nats pull within 5.5 of the National League East lead. Mitch Haniger, Denard Span, and Gene Segura homered off of Justin Verlander, while the Mariners built a 6-0 lead over the first 2 innings in an 8-6 victory at Houston. James Paxton pitched into the 6th inning to help Seattle get within 2.5 games of Oakland for the second AL wildcard berth. Marwin Gonzalez and Tyler White drove in 2 apiece for the Astros, whose lead in the AL West is 4.5 over Oakland. Randall Grichuk slammed a 2-run homer and had 3 RBIs as the Blue Jays ended the Red Sox 6-game winning streak, 8-5. Neil Walker hit 2 of the Yankees' 5 homers in their 4th consecutive win, 7-3 over the Rangers. Michael Brantley's RBI single in the bottom of the 9th gave the Indians a 5-4 win over Minnesota and an 11-game lead over the Twins in the AL Central. David Fries crushed a 3-run homer, and Ivan Nova allowed 2 runs over 6 innings in the Pirates' 10-5 drubbing of San Francisco. And Jake Bowers provided the go-ahead 2-run single in the 7th, lifting the Rays over the Orioles 5-4. Dodgers closer Kenley Jansen is scheduled for more tests after going to a Denver hospital for an irregular heartbeat before yesterday's game against the Rockies. Jansen has dealt with an irregular heartbeat in the past. Manager Dave Roberts said the right-hander will visit his cardiologist in Los Angeles, adding that the team is holding out hope that Jansen's condition isn't serious. Seattle's Felix Hernandez has lost his spot in the rotation in the wake of his latest terrible start. Hernandez has a career-high 5.73 earned run average this season and is 0-4 in his last five starts. He surrendered a career-high 11 runs, 7 earned on 8 hits over 6 innings in Tuesday's start against the Rangers. Well, Patrick Mahomes had a quiet first start for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes' first appearance as the Chiefs' starting quarterback lasted 9 plays and netted 29 yards last night during a 17-10 loss to the Houston Texans in the preseason opener for both teams. Now the challenge for Mahomes, who finished 5 of 7 for 33 yards on his two drives, is getting used to the game. Game ready for the regular season opener September 9th. As at the Los Angeles Chargers. Mahomes, who took over the starting job when Alex Smith was traded to Washington during the offseason, was sacked once and didn't throw a touchdown or interception in a solid, if unspectacular, performance. Mahomes' backup, Chad Henne, was responsible for the lone Chiefs touchdown, a 24-yard pass over the top to Demarcus Robinson late in the second quarter. Robinson finished with 3 catches for a game-high 48 yards, while Henne finished 8 of 14 for 91 yards and a touchdown. He also threw 1 interception. Several notable players were absent for both teams. Among the Chiefs players who didn't play, Chiefs safety Eric Berry with an Achilles heel issue. He didn't dress for the game. Backup Eric Murray got the start instead, alongside rookie safety Armani Watts, who replaced injured starter Daniel Sorensen, who was out with a knee injury. Kansas City also was without both starting inside linebackers, Anthony Hitchens, a free agent acquisition from the Cowboys, and Reggie Ragland, also unavailable last night. Elsewhere around the league, the first two picks in this year's NFL draft look pretty good in their professional debuts at the Meadowlands. First overall choice Baker Mayfield was 11 of 20 for 212 yards and 2 touchdowns to help the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 20-10. He finished his debut with a completion on a 54-yard slant and run to fellow rookie Antonio Callaway. Giants running back and second overall pick Saquon Barkley took a handoff from Eli Manning on the opening play from scrimmage and turning no apparent hole into a 39-yard run down the sideline in front of the Giants bench. The Penn State running back finished with 43 yards on 5 carries. The Minnesota Vikings say left guard Nick Easton's neck injury has landed him on the injured reserve list, likely ending his season. Coach Mike Zimmer says Easton has a bulging disc in his neck. He hasn't practiced since August 3rd. Easton started 12 games last season. 3 Seattle Seahawks players ran into the tunnel leading to the team's locker room prior to the national anthem. Defensive lineman Brandon Jackson and Quinton Jefferson and offensive lineman Dwayne Brown left the field following team introductions and before the start of the anthem. They returned to the sideline immediately after it concluded. Kenny Stills and 2 other Miami Dolphins protested during the national anthem before their exhibition game against the Buccaneers. Receivers Stills and Albert Wilson knelt behind teammates lined up standing along the sideline. Defensive end Robert Quinn stood and raised his right fist as he did during the anthem last season with the LA Rams. In Philadelphia, Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins and cornerback Devontae Bosby raised their fists during the anthem, and defensive end Chris Long placed his arm around Jenkins' shoulder. Jenkins had stopped his demonstrations last December. In college news, LSU has suspended sophomore linebacker Tyler Taylor, apparently after learning he'd been arrested about 2 months ago in connection with a firearms theft from a pawn shop in Georgia. An official university statement says only that the suspension stems from a violation of team rules. However, police records in Cumming, Georgia, showed that authorities suspect Taylor drove 4 suspected burglars to and from the pawn shop where the theft occurred on January 8th. The 6'2", 242-pound Taylor played in all 13 LSU games, starting 5 of those last season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.